It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a cup of tea show, and it's one I'm really looking forward to. I'm joined with me in the studio by Paul Moran, who's a Liverpoolian, huge Liverpool fan, huge football fan as well, generally, and obviously Ronnie Moran's son as well. So, Paul, thanks so much for coming in to see us.
No, it's a pleasure, John. No problem.
I mean, one of the things I said about you there was you're a huge football fan, and that's sort of where I want to start, really, because, you know, we follow each other on Twitter and friends on Facebook, and the amount of football games you go to at the moment, I know with your photography it's a bit of a hobby and stuff like that, but you go into games all the time, you know, of the weekend you're here, there and everywhere. You must just absolutely love the game.
Yeah, I don't actually, it's been funny, I don't get bored with it at all. Possibly because of the photography, because you're doing something for the whole 90 minutes. So at the end of the game, someone might go, God, what a bad game that was. You know, I've got some good pictures there. So you're quite happy. And the games go quick. It's amazing how quick they go when you're actually looking for, you know, even a corner coming in or someone heading the free kick. It's great. Like, it passes the game so quick. It's hard. I've only started in the last 5-6 years, but really got into it now and I really enjoy it. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, on top of the Liverpool games you go into, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second, you go into, I guess, non-league, you'd call it, semi-pro, obviously amateur as well. And I think people who aren't aware of those games would be surprised at the standard, certainly in Liverpool. You know, you might be sort of 7 or 8 tiers down, you know, going to see teams or even, you know, really good sort of Sunday league teams. But some of the football and the footballers you will see at a very high standard indeed.
Yeah, you know, I'm lucky this season that Bootle have took me on as their official photographer, certainly for most of the home games, unless Liverpool are playing. And I've been to 5 or 6 away games, going to Workington next Tuesday, which is a bit of a hike, but I got called off because of an FA Trophy game 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it's a high standard. But again, a lot of people, if you're watching the Premiership, solely watching the Premiership, if you go to non-league, you think, well, this isn't any good type of thing. But if you watch it a lot or stick with it, you find some of the skill and some of the goals you see scored that rival anything in the Premiership or in the Football League, you know, the odd goal.
Yeah.
But I say, been watching Bootle a lot this season. On Sundays, I spend a lot of time at Anfield Sports because there's 2 games on there, one after the other. Usually 11.
Good little setup there as well, isn't it?
It is. But I'm happy to go anywhere I've been. I think I should have looked this morning. I think I'm going to tonight. It's a lucky one tonight because Southport are playing Darlington in the FA Trophy, which should have been Saturday, but there was some storm damage at Southport's ground, so they moved it to tonight. So no one else is really playing tonight. So we got a ticket yesterday for it. So going to drive up to Southport later and watch that. And they're all right at Southport. You can stand on the terrace, but you're close to the pitch with the camera, so no one bothers you with the camera there. So they have got an official photographer, a lady who wanders about, but they don't bother about you taking pictures, so it's not too bad.